From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council is set to meet late Sunday in emergency session. The council plans to address the fighting in South Sudan that has left more than 100 people dead. The violence is raising fears that the country could slide back into a full-blown civil war. The announcement came alongside new reports of fighting Sunday in the capital Juba between forces loyal to the government of President Salva Kiir and those backing Vice President Riek Machar. Witnesses said Sunday's fighting hit a UN encampment for displaced people for a second time in as many days and also targeted a rebel base in the capital. The British think tank IHS said Sunday the Islamic State jihadists are losing control of territory they had captured in Iraq and Syria. IHS said the Islamic State group lost 12% of the territory it held in the first half of 2016, on top of 14% it lost last year. Even as Islamic State loses territory, however, it has been able to launch mass casualty bombings and shootings in Baghdad, the Iraqi capital, Paris and Brussels, as well as inspire attacks elsewhere in Europe and the United States. IHS senior analyst Colm Strack said Islamic State's loss of territory likely means it will engage in more such attacks. Prominent Cambodian political activist and commentator Khem Le was shot and killed in broad daylight while sitting in a coffee shop in Phnom Penh on Sunday. He was the founder of the Grassroots Democratic Party and an outspoken critic of the government. A national police spokesman says a suspect has been arrested, and he was told the shooting was over a debt. Japanese voters went to the polls Sunday to vote for half of the seats in the House of Councillors, Parliament's less powerful upper house. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said he was glad that his ruling coalition was the clear winner, with preliminary results showing it had won 59 seats out of the 121 that were contested. The coalition and its allies may get two-thirds of the upper house, giving them the power to approve Mr. Abe's economic policies and his goal of removing a war-renouncing clause from the country's post-World War II constitution. Australia's opposition Labour Party conceded defeat Sunday in national elections 8 days after voting concluded. Labour Party leader Bill Shorten spoke to reporters.
It is clear that Mr. Turnbull and his coalition will form a government. Whether or not it's a minority government or a majority government of one or two seats, it is clear they will form a government.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said later his Conservative coalition will remain in power for a second three-year term. As vote counting continues, however, it is not clear whether the coalition will win enough seats to form a majority government or be forced to ally with independent and minority party lawmakers to form a government. U.S. President Barack Obama has praised America's leadership with Spain as a bond of friendship with shared economic and security interests, and warned that the two nations must be inclusive in an increasingly global society.
We've had a difficult week back in the United States, so my trip is a little abbreviated, but I thought it was very important for me to come here, given the extraordinary friendship and alliance that exists between Spain and the United States.
Mr. Obama met Sunday with Acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. Scores of demonstrators protesting against the United States, against alleged police brutality against blacks have been arrested. The demonstrations extended from Saturday night into early Sunday, with one flashpoint being the city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. In that town, activist DeRay McKesson was arrested while protesting the police shooting last week of black suspect Alton Sterling. In St. Paul, Minnesota, where another black man was shot to death in an altercation with police, hundreds of protesters hurled firecrackers, rocks, and bottles at police. Police used smoke grenades and pepper spray to stop the violence, making about 100 arrests. Protests were also held in Washington, New York, San Francisco, Nashville, and Indianapolis. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.